So if we focus specifically on the language learning, what came out is that refugee claimants in general were very enthusiastic about learning French. 70% of the people that we spoke with, and we have to say that the survey, we spoke with more than 300 people, and their profile was pretty close to the population profile in terms of countries of origin, age, and all that kind of stuff. 70% of these people have participated in French courses, and 29% wanted to. So it's like nearly everybody who we spoke to who didn't already speak French before they came, interested to learn French. So there's sometimes a misconception that newcomers to Quebec, especially asylum seekers, aren't interested in learning French, but that's not true according to our research. But they often felt they weren't able to study it for as long as they wished, or they weren't able to be full-time when that would have helped them. So they felt a little bit blocked in their French language learning efforts for reasons like needing to leave French courses because they really had to work. They couldn't afford to live off the stipends that are offered with language courses, or they're not eligible for subsidized daycare. So where were their kids going to be? It was too expensive to pay for private daycare while they're doing French courses, or the wait lists were just really long. There wasn't enough courses to meet the demand. And also sometimes the classes were far from their homes. So what we were able to document is that there's a lot of interest and a lot of willingness to learn French, but there are some structural barriers to people really being able to do this. And in the long run, it has a big impact on people's well-being in the province. Obviously, your employment is really limited if you don't speak French. If you have children, it's going to affect your ability to participate with the school. It's going to affect your relations with your neighbors and community members. So all of these things are really important. Anyway, and then we have the new law 96 in Quebec, which is a law that prohibits public sector employees from using any language other than French under almost all circumstances with people that have been in Quebec for more than 6 months. And what our research indicates is that a lot of people would not be fluent in French if they didn't already speak French after 6 months. So this really, you know, raises some questions about the impact this policy is going to have on people's well-being. And even the feasibility of it. How can our public services work if there's, you know, a lot of people who don't speak French at all trying to access social rights? Mission on the part of the public sector employees to speak to them in anything other than French. So we really want to point out the importance of giving access to French and counter the stereotype that newcomers aren't interested in learning it. And yeah, our